Well, I can't think of a better Bravo Brazos Valley today than to continue the celebration that the A&M women's basketball team brought us last night when they made it to their first ever Final Four, the first Final Four for any A&M basketball program, with that 12-point win over Baylor. And a visit after the game with Coach Gary Blair in the press room, where he talked about what this win and what this move to the Final Four means not only to him, but to the program and to Texas A&M. What he said was not about basketball.
Everywhere I've been a builder. From South Oak Cliff, starting that program, to going to Louisiana Tech and helping sustain it, to Stephen F., to Arkansas, to here. I've been to places where the administration has backed women's basketball, and that does not happen at a lot of schools. I've been very lucky. I hire very well. I bring in the best assistant coaches, and we recruit the right type of kids that are going to fit into our program. You just heard the best ambassadors for our program right there, because it's an honor to coach seniors at A&M, because they understand what the Aggie Code is all about. They understand the discipline and the sacrifice that you have to play at A&M, to go to school at A&M, and to believe in what we're doing. To me, it's an honor. We've worked hard. The staff's been together a long time. I hope they all get a chance to be a head coach, but if not, I will always have a place for them.
On the second row last night sat many former players, players who started with Gary Blair back in 2008 when they came up a game short of the Final Four and a loss to Tennessee, like Aquanisha Franklin and Danielle Gant. Gary Blair was escorted off the court last night by some of those former players, and that meant a lot to him.
And I also brought Jamila Ganter and Demetria Buchanan back in there, and I saw Marinicki's mom in the stands earlier, and it was just a great feeling because they're the ones that have recruited these players. They're the ones that believed in the system and turned down offers from so-called better schools that had name recognition to come here. But that first recruiting class of Aquanisha and Rito and Marinicki, that was the class that turned it, and now we're just following it. What I said in 1998 coming off the bus was exactly the same thing I said this time, which Carter was saying. Do not get off this bus unless you expect to win. You expect to win. Coach Schaefer reminded me of that just before we got off, and I got up and said the same thing. And this team expected to win, but we expected to win the other three games against Baylor, too. We played very hard in all three of them. Baylor was just better on all three times. But tonight, it was Texas A&M.
When Gary Blair talked about 1998, he was talking about when he took Arkansas to the Final Four and won that regional championship game. And now he has taken his second team to a Final Four. And thank you, Gary. It is Texas A&M. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is a Bravo Brazos Valley.